10 years ago from this day or so, I was just getting out of the Navy, started school for nursing, and had a one-year-old baby. Technically, about a year ago. Obviously, not 10 years ago because my oldest is turning 12 now. But everyone is doing this, you know, this 10-year challenge. So I say, let's go all the way with it. Let's talk about really what happened in 10 years. Let's go. Let's talk about experience. Let's talk about it. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Lego.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child?
Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Wow, I have an opinion, and I'm going to voice it, so...
can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it, and if they are, they're not telling you where to get it?
No, okay, wait a minute, I was not ready for that laugh.
Wait!
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck...
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this, spirits in Abarigani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. And welcome back to my show. Welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back to my channel. I don't really know how to really title it because it's on YouTube as well. So I'm just going to say all welcome back. And if you are new here, you are listening to My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau, and I am your host. And if you are reoccurring, thank you so much for being here. And in general, just thank you so much for being here, because you could be anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl, so I appreciate you. So, man, you know, spirits, it's been a while, right? Happy New Year! Oh, snap. Let me. Oh, that was me inflating a balloon. I'm sorry. That was me tinging glasses. Hold on, let me. Okay, that's me pouring. Child, y'all get what I'm saying. Happy New Year, okay? Anyways, Okay, y'all get that part. I'm sorry, I'm a little late on my sounds because I wasn't expecting to do sounds today, because this message literally came from the spirit, and I just had to get on here and say it. So, you know, it's a new year, new day. It is officially January 10th, 2022, and I am up early. If you are listening to this early in the morning, I appreciate you. The dedication is real, because I'm up early with you. You feel me? But, yes, so new year, I celebrated Kwanzaa with my daughters, and one of the main events that I could not wait to do, spirits, was release all of my fears. You know, send it off to heaven, send it to my ancestors, allow them to take over it, send it to God, whoever you believe in, you know what I mean? Send it away and let it go. So what we did was we released our fears, or actually we wrote all of our fears on balloons. And, you know, it was Kwanzaa, so we had red balloons, we had black balloons, and we had green balloons, which is the representation of Kwanzaa for the flag, for the Pan-African flag. So we did that, and me, my daughters, and my niece, and I got to be honest with you, even they say they felt like their fears went away. So I encourage you, spirits, if you were listening to this, definitely try that. Write your fears on a balloon, you know, whatever color balloon you want to write it on, and release it in this month of January. Release those fears so you can become closer to your higher self, your higher power, your divine light, your purpose, all that good stuff. And that's what this is all about. So I wanted to let you all know, spirits, I had to change up everything. You know, it's Monday. Obviously, it's not Wednesday, right? I know. So basically, I had to switch it up because it was just easier for me to do the timing and the editing and all of that stuff, especially if I wanted to be on YouTube as well. I'm not recording this video in particular, but I will be doing a video something like this. And I was just more focused on the video, like the podcast itself as a whole, not really the YouTube channel. But I am still doing a separate one as far as my interview goes. But not everything is going to be recorded. But like I said, the interview itself will be recorded and posted on YouTube. So check that out. So today's episode is called Walk by Faith. I titled it that because, you know, 10 years ago, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea where I was going. And I just stepped out off the boat and onto the water and started following God and started following my higher power and my higher spirit after the loss of my beautiful niece, Carnesha Gardner. And I'm just now coming into acknowledgement or awareness of one of my good friends, Antonia Davy, just passed away as well around the same time that my niece passed away. And I just want to say this really quick, spirits, if you are listening. believe it or not, those two women, beautiful spirits, reached out to me in my Snapchat. I mean, obviously my niece is my niece, but Antonia, I met her at UMA and when I was working there, and I'll tell that story a little later, but she always thought I was funny. She always thought I had something to say. She was like, girl, you should do YouTube. You should do something. You know, you need to get that out there. And I was like, I will, Antonia, I will. And I'm going to send it to you, girl. I'm going to let you know. I was like, but I'm scared right now because ain't nobody going to listen to me. I'm scared. I ain't got nothing to say. And she was like, no, you funny, though. And I was like, I don't know. I'm scared, you know. Even my niece was saying the same thing. She was like, auntie, get out there. And I was like, no, I'm scared. Ain't nobody going to listen to me. And then I did it right before I even knew what God had in store for them. And, I don't want to cry right now, but this is definitely my YouTube and my podcast. I Own God is definitely a dedication to Carnesha Gardner and Antonia David, because they kept telling me, Kiki, do this, do this, do this. And I sent them the information. My niece was, if you checked out her Facebook, I was the last thing she posted for my podcast. I sent my stuff to Antonia. I was like, I'm doing it, y'all. Without even knowing what Antonia was going through, without even knowing that my niece, and it was crazy because I had spoke to my niece right before all of this happened. And I told her, you know, we're going to be doing this together. And she was so excited. So this is definitely in remembrance and dedication of them. Rest in paradise, beautiful spirits. Okay, so I had to do it, you know. So my podcast, you know, this episode is about 10 years ago from now and my business. I'm going to be interviewing myself, or not really interviewing myself, but I'm going to be talking about my business as a CEO, Come Out Empire Public, or Community and Public Relations, which is very near and dear to my heart because it's truly my walk in faith, my walk in life. And like I said, I'm stepping out and I'm believing that this is truly, you know, what I'm called to do. And in addition to that, you know, I'm also stepping out on faith and putting out my poems and putting out, you know, my skits and my comedy and things like that. So I'm no longer afraid of what people are going to say. My beautiful niece and Antonia passed away and they probably didn't even get to do everything they wanted to do. So while there's still air in my body, I am going to keep going. And I'm doing this because I want my daughters to know that, you know, never give up on your dreams, yourself. Definitely never give up on yourself. And just, you know, keep going, you know, because that's all you got. You only get one shot. So keep going, bro. And show that next generation or that next group of people that you weren't here for no reason. You know what I mean? We all have a reason. So what is it, you know? What is it? And how can we influence and enlighten and teach and share with the rest of the world to empower and to change and to help grow? So ask yourself that question while I talk to you about my business. And I'm not trying to sell you, spirits, I promise. But if you are a small business owner and or entrepreneur, you definitely need to know about public relations, okay? Okay, well, you get what I'm saying. But anyways, sorry about the tears. It's a new year, new me, new you. Let go.
Do not be timid and schemish about your actions. All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. What if they are a little coarse and you may get your colt soiled or torn? What if you do fail and get fairly rolled in the dirt once or twice? Up again, you shall never be afraid of a tumble. By Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right, welcome back, spirits. You are listening to Miss Kiki Kamau First Amendment podcast. Oh, I'm sorry, my first. Why do I get that wrong? It's like, let me rewind that back. Oh my goodness. Welcome back, spirits. You are listening to my First Amendment with your girl, Miss Kiki Kamau, and I am your host. And this interview today is a beautiful woman. She is the CEO and founder of Come Out Empire Community and Public Relations. Okay. You know, she is mother of two daughters, United States Navy veteran. This girl has been through it all, but there is so much more in store because she has brought a guest with her. I just can't even fathom the excitement that I have right now and who I'm about to be blessed with, spirits. Wait a minute. I think this is her right now. Let me bring her in. Come on in. What is taking her so? Come on up. What we need to do? Like sprinkle flowers on the ground or something? Dang! Why does that door sound like that? What is going on? Oh my goodness. Okay, so guess Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, spirits, let me clear my throat. Nah, 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 nah. No, but yes, look who we have in the building. It is Miss Orkia Kamau. Before you even say anything, Miss Lady, let me go ahead and zoom my applause for you. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am super duper excited that you are here. So, talk to me about your business. Because I know you are in public relations, as well. So what led you to get into public relations? Yeah, let me stop playing with y'all, but for real, here we go for real. This is the real deal. All right, so 10 years ago, I was just getting out of the United States Navy. I had served about 4.5 years. I signed up originally for 4, but they promised me that I was gonna get, sent to Italy. So, your girl signed up for an extra year. I ended up getting pregnant, and then it was kind of like a struggle. Couldn't find reliable daycare. I wanted to feel comfortable. This is my brand new baby. I'm bringing a brand new baby into the world, spirits. I wanted to feel comfortable. I wanted to make sure, I can get pictures and I can, I mean, this is my So, that didn't happen. I just couldn't find, reasonable daycare, affordable daycare, reliable daycare, and something that I felt comfortable with, right? So the military forced me to give my daughter up. And when I mean up, I mean like I had to literally drive to her dad's side of the family, whom also lived in Washington State, and kind of say, "Hey, can you hold on to my baby while I go back to the Navy?" Because they straight told me to my face, "Hey, she didn't come in your CPAC or your sea bag or anything, right? Okay, so okay, she can't go to war with ya." So so they were trying to send me over to Afghanistan, and I had to give my baby to her grandparents. And that was one of the hardest decisions I had to do. So I ended up, I got a tattoo of with her name on me. I gained a bunch of weight. I cut my hair off. Eventually I ended up getting out 6 months early because I decided, you know what? I'm gonna go to school. I'm gonna go be a nurse. I'm gonna go continue to save lives. And I'm gonna go live in California with my husband. You feel me? I wanted to live that California life. Now, it was just so crazy, spirits, because believe it or not, one of my shipmates and closest confidants, I'm sorry, I thought I heard something. I got a little spookity dookity. Hey, who wanna fight? Oh, okay. So yeah, anyways, I mean, but not really though. I don't, oof, I probably shouldn't have said that. Go away. That's what I should have said. Go away if you're an evil spirit, I say. Huh? Okay. Anyways, needless to say, I had no idea that one of my closest confidants, BFFs, she didn't know she was my BFF, but she was literally all I had when I was in the Navy originally when I first got to stationed in my base in Washington State. Her name is Miss Danielle Ingram. Shout out to my boo Danielle. She was the truest, the realest. I don't, I you, I don't, okay, let me just clear something up because I used to say white. People, white girl, da, da, da. Now I say Caucasian because I have to step away from that type of terminology and language. So if people get offended by that, oh, well, I'm literally just focusing on the way I speak so I can help my children, you know, grow and cope better in life. Okay. So at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about the movement. So I just had to throw it out there. A little disclosure. You know how people like to say a little disclosure. Chabu. So before I talk about my business, you know, I have to run the story up for you, spirits. I have to run that story up. So she ended up being in California. And she was in Joshua Tree, which is where I originally started school. Copper Mountain College? Chat, please. Look it up, Joshua Tree. Whatever. And it's just the weirdest little college I've ever seen, little community college I've ever seen in my entire life. But I was super duper excited. And when I met up with her, I was like, oh my God, you're here. I'm here. Let's get together. And she came over. We hung out. She took pictures of me. And I'm posting them today on Instagram. So be on the lookout for those. On my first picture, on my first day of school. I thought I was going to be a nurse. The reason why I'm telling this story is because it's leading up to how Come Out Empire was born, spirits. Listen to the story. I'm in school. I'm thinking that I'm going to school for nursing. My niece at the time was going to school for nursing. Now, I don't know if anyone knows this, but if anyone knows me, they know that I originally went to the Navy out of like desperation. Legit, I had nowhere to go. I was technically homeless. I was like pillar to post. You know, I was working at McDonald's, you know, and I was throwing my body away, my gift away, everything. And I'll never forget this guy named Anthony, who was dating my sister at the time. Shout out Anthony. Amp. And he said, you a hoe, you gonna always be a hoe. He was just like, that's all, you ain't nothing. Like, you just go with a dude, break out with a dude, next with a dude, then you get a job, break out with that job, then get another job. I was like, well, dang, I'm only 18, 19. Like, let me live my life. So hence, I saw a commercial and it said, the brave, the free. I don't know, really. I can't remember the Navy commercial, but I'll never forget the Navy Creed, okay? Because I will protect and defend. No, I'm not going to say it, because I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. And I'm going to come up with my own creed, but not that. But you know, I still represent. Anchors away. Okay. I mean, they taught me a lot. So it's like, come on now. You got to give it to them. I got the pictures on my wall. You feel me? So I ended up joining the Navy, you know. And so that's how I got there, and that's how I got to California. So now I'm in California. I'm in Cooper Mountain College. CMC. Hey, CMC. In Joshua Tree in California. And I was going for nursing. So going back to the story really quick, my niece at the time was going to school for ROTC. And I had a friend named Ricky and another friend named James that had originally joined the Navy already. Now, James wasn't doing so well, but Ricky had just joined and I guess he was thriving, I guess. I don't know. He was in boot camp. I don't really know his story yet. My niece wanted to go so bad and she was in ROTC and she was so dedicated and so beautiful. She had a uniform and everything and she just couldn't go. So when that boy, when Amp said what he said, and I saw that commercial and I already had friends and my niece trying to do it, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And when my niece come, she can be with me, and that way I won't feel alone, and I'll have this dope journey. But my niece didn't go. My niece ended up going into nursing. So needless to say, me and my niece kind of fed off each other. My favorite color was orange. That ended up being her favorite color. She ended up coloring her hair orange. I used to work at Busch Gardens. This girl started working at Busch Gardens to color her hair orange. And I seen it on Facebook. And I'm like, uh-uh. How's she bold enough to color her hair orange? And I can't even color my hair orange. But I was in the Navy at the time. So, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. But, you know, when I got out, it was a struggle for a little bit. But eventually, I got my hair orange. Thank you, Nisha, for putting that bravery in me. But yeah, so I basically joined because the people around me were inspiring me, motivated me, whether it was constructive criticism, whether it was, you know, inspiration, good inspiration. My niece, my Ricky was kind of like my ex, kind of, and James was kind of like my best friend. Stories. So there's where I am now, right? So now, back in school, I'm going for nursing. I was talking to one of the girls. One day I took this picture with like this orange shirt, and I'm going to post this. The reason why I had to bring that story up because I'm going to post this picture. There's this picture of me with this orange and white striped shirt with these white ripped jeans and these orange heels, right? I do not have these outfits exactly today, but I still have the pants. I no longer have the shoes. I bought new shoes, same kind almost. I no longer have the shirt. So I'm in school, I'm going for nursing, right? And I'm in class with this Caucasian girl. I don't even think she was Caucasian. I think she was Cuban and something else. Cuban and Caucasian, I think. I can't remember. And she was like, "You don't look like somebody that should go to school for nursing." I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to school for nursing. My niece in nursing. My sister want to go. My sister at the time was doing like CNA work." So I was like, every black girl in Tampa go to school for nursing. So I got to go to school for nursing too. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I just wanted to, you know, just be an inspiration and just, you know, just kind of just feed off, you know, my siblings and my family members and be like, look, we all doing, let's do it together. Let's start a nursing home. Who knows, you know? And they were like, no, Kiki, you look like someone that should be like a boss. Like, you should run your own empire. I tell you, no lie. You should run your own empire. And I was like, what y'all think? Stop it. What y'all think I should, like, and that's when I took the picture. I was like, take a picture of me, like, with the orange on. That's how my empire, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, what y'all think I should do? They was like, I don't know. You just like, you should just tell people what to do. I was like, no, seriously, what y'all think I should do? And they were like, no, seriously, just look like you, you know, I don't know, what are you good at? And then whatever that is, like, tell people what to do. I was like, okay, y'all crazy. So back to the Navy, when I was in there, it was kind of crazy because a lot of my shipmates and even Marines, I became really good friends with them. People of all walks of life spirits. And they would hang out with me, you know, we would be friends. And they would literally ask me, hey, can you come to the mall with me? I'm going on a date, or I need new clothes, or I need a new wardrobe, or da 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 da. I love the way you dress. I love the way you style. Can you help me? And these were not, all of these people were not Aboriginals, were not African Americans, were not, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to use politically correct terms. They weren't all black. Believe it or not. Actually, majority of them were Caucasian, believe it or not. And I would go to the mall with them and I would take them shopping. I wouldn't pay for it, but I would be like, take them in the dressing room. Try on this. Try on that. Ooh, yes. Stop it, I say. You know, that's you. Talk to me nice. You know, and they loved it. And I would just kind of tell them, you know, style, how to dress, how to do this, how to walk. You know, I would literally be like, yeah, do the pimp, the fake pimp style. the fake sash pimp limp. You know, so I would really like, you know, try to, you know, Gucci them up, you know, Gucci. I wouldn't say Gucci. I can't stand Gucci. I'm protesting. No, I'm not protesting, but legit, I can't. No, I'm protesting. Yeah. But, you know, I just try to, you know, goody them up, you know. And I'll tell you no lie. There was this one Caucasian girl named Heather. Heather. I cannot remember her last name, and I'm glad I can't. I think God don't want me to, because she might try to sue. She might be that type of person. I don't know. But believe it or not, a hand on the Bible, this girl stole my laugh. She stole my laugh. She stole my sneeze. I perfected a certain sneeze. And I'm not going to do it on here because then everybody else going to do it. Okay, fine. I'll do the sneeze. Okay, here's the sneeze. Okay. It took me years to come up with that. Don't hate. Just participate, you know. And she stole my laugh. Everybody know my laugh. Like, when I don't mean to laugh for real, it's like, ah, you know, it's that laugh, you know. But I've stolen people's laughs before as well. Like, I have the Marge Simpson. Like, you know, I take a couple and I add a couple and I remove a couple and then it becomes me. And that's what we all do, right? No? Is that just me? Okay. It is what it is. So anyways, she one day she told me, "Oh my God, I love your outfit. Where'd you get it from?" And I told her exactly where I got the outfit from. Spirits, tell me why. Not the next week, but the next day, I seen her in that same outfit. Huh? What? I ain't telling no lies. I said, not the next week, but the next day, I seen her in that outfit. Yeah. And I was proud of me because I was able to influence and inspire someone that is not even of my race. Do you see where I'm going with this, spirits? That warmed my heart. Like, literally, if I was the Grinch, it grew 10 times bigger that day. I never had a hate for any ethnicities, race, or walks of life, but I did go through a dark phase after the police beat me here in Tampa Bay back in 2019. So, needless to say, I decided to start my empire once I decided that I no longer want to work for corporate or the white man. I am going to quit my job, walk out, step out on faith, and start my own company as a public relations officer that helps community and public figures, entrepreneurs that want to advance in their career. So, my main goal, spirits, is to enlighten and to help those that have a 9-to-5 job, career, if you will, and they just have this itch inside of them that is saying, I want more out of life. You know, I have these gifts. I can do hair. I can do nails. I'm a mixologist. You know, I can create, you know, arts and crafts. I can sing. I can write. I can construct. And they don't know how to bring that out of them. Or they're afraid that the fear of succeeding. The fear of succeeding is real. Trust me. I slept on that fear for years. I would say 10 years to be exact. So that's why I started my company in community and public relations. Because I want to give back to my community and I want to give back to my people, all people, every person that has a dream, that has a vision in this world. But people are like, what is public relations? I mean, it's pretty simple. You can Google it. But growing up, I used to watch Sex and the City, and one of my favorite characters was Samantha. Oh my goodness, when you talk about a boss bee, and I hate the fact that she is not on the new season of Sex and the City, but I'm not, that's not the subject right now. Anyways, Samantha was so inspiring to me. If it was not for that show, I would have not learned so many things. I used to sit in front of that television show with a dictionary, and I would put the television show on caption. And I would learn the words, and I would learn and understand the vocabulary, and I would understand the content and how they speak and the way Carrie would write. And I said to myself, I want to be one of those women that are self-sufficient, that are CEOs, that has an empire. When I was about, I think, 16 or so, I was watching Girlfriends. But Girlfriends didn't hit me as hard as Sex and the City did. But remind you, when I grew up, I started watching Girlfriends again, and I said, oh my goodness, this should have been a movie as well. This should have, but that is not the story we're talking about. Needless to say, these women inspired me to want to be my best self. Now that I have two daughters of my own, and I see that they are currently watching and listening to my every word and hanging on to my every movement, I'm moving different. This is a new year, and I don't want any of my bad karma or any karma to come and haunt me or my children in the futures and years to come. So I gave my fears away, and I'm stepping out on faith, and I'm letting everybody know that I am going to be your best PR representative that you will ever find, because I researched it. I'm in school for it. I studied it. I breathe it. I live it. It is me. So what does public relations do? All right. So from a small firm, I kid you not, they design websites. I design my own websites. If you do not know. One of my favorite websites so far. I think it is so beautiful. The colors, the logo. It's just so serene. And it took me some time, Spirits. It literally took me 6 months to get there. And it's not even done, right? Because it's continuing to grow as I continue to mold and help others and continue to connect with other people and customers and individuals. You know, so as I continue to help them build their empire and their brand, so will my website grow and develop. In addition to that skill, I also design logos. And now, don't get it twisted. Your website is not just going to be a regular website. Oh, no, it's going to be certified by Google. So you know how people love to be like going on Google or asking Google, you know, I can't say it too loud because I have a Google Home and he loves to listen. And I truly believe he worked for the CIA. But that's neither here nor there. I shouldn't have said that because now they probably know. But yes, there's people out there that if you have a business, if you have whether it's hair, nails, makeup, mobile detailing, I don't care what it is, you want to be Google certified because there's going to be people from all different walks of life. I don't care if your business has that's awesome that you have a target audience, right? But there's going to be people that is going to research you that is not your specific audience that you are particularly looking for, right? But they're still going to come to you. And I've experienced that myself. When I originally started, I said, you know, I'm going to do my business for all African-Americans, all Aboriginals, because I want them to know that they can be great. They can have amazing websites. They can be found around the world. But then I was approached by a Caucasian woman, and I'm currently doing her website right now, and I'm loving the journey that she is allowing me to go on with her. So I'm inspired, and I had to renew myself and start, you know, this whole podcast all over, which is another reason, you know, why I'm doing this as well. I say that all the time, but I just feel like I have to keep honing that into you, spirits. So in addition to that, I help with branding. I help with consultation. So when it comes to branding, you know how people have business pages and it doesn't look so great, or, you know, it doesn't really represent their brand per se. It'll sometimes have like pictures of food and sometimes clothes and sometimes the party, sometimes the club, sometimes the beach, sometimes their children. It's like, what are you doing? And then sometimes their products. And it's like, what are you selling? Are you buying? What? So I help with that. I help to help you differentiate who you are as an individual, who you are as a CEO. I'm currently working with another individual on that, and I'm currently doing free consultations for the month of January. In addition to that, I also help with marketing. I just recently passed my marketing strategy class with an A, and it was so easy. It was kind of redundant because it's in my spirit already. You know what I mean? Like, I feel it in my soul. I know how to do this. I know what I'm doing. I actually was able to advance my Instagram from 624 followers to 845 in the matter of 40 days, literally in the matter of 40 days. So I started in November. This is now January, by just doing what I know, researching and developing. So basically what I'm trying to say is I'm pretty good at what I do when it comes to that side. But what I love is to help people when you do get yourself out there as an artist, you know, or whatever you want to be, an entrepreneur, business owner, I help you step out on into the world and help you with public speaking, help build your content on what to say and to make sure that you come clean in your delivery and your speeches. I'm still working on it myself because sometimes I get nervous when I get on the mic, or sometimes I get nervous when I get in front of the camera. But when I write these things down, they're solid. So what I'm trying to say is you need a public relations officer. You need a community relations officer. If you are a small business owner or entrepreneur, you need somebody in your friend zone, in your circle. You're going to need that person to help you with marketing, branding, website building, logos, and so much more. Holler at me and find me on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. Thank you so much for listening. Fly high, spirits. And that is a wrap, because I got it like that. That is the end of the show. I hope you loved it. I hope you understood more about Kamau Empire Public Relations and Community Relations. Flip it. Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations. I love saying it that way. It's just better that way because I'm for the community first. Oh, I did say that Orkia Kamau had a special guest, but you already know it's me, Miss Kiki Kamau. And for those of you who do not understand the different diasporas, the different entities of my characters, Orkia Kamau is the business owner and mother and teacher. And Miss Kiki Kamau is the poet, the actress, the, you know, just the all-around outspoken. She's your favorite, I say. But I don't know. Everybody has their own opinions. It is what it is. So, listen, spirits, this is it. I will be putting this on YouTube, so definitely check it out on my business page, which is Kamal Empire PR. Definitely check me out on my Instagram page, my business page, which is Kamal Empire _PR. And of course, find me on my artist page at Miss Kiki Kamal. That is Instagram. And of course, find me on my artist YouTube channel, Miss Kiki Kamal. You see how all the handles continue to be the same. Now, you can also find me and tweet me on Twitter at Orkia W. That's on Twitter. Sorry, they won't let me change the name of the game, but it's Kamal Empire. And you can also find me on Facebook as far as my business page, which is Orkia Kamal. And I also have a group, which is the Kamal Empires, specifically for small business owners and entrepreneurs. As well as you can find me on my artist page, which is Miss Kiki Kamal. You see the same? Now, before I let you go, spirits, because I want to say that this is the last episode I will be doing when it comes to interviewing small business owners and entrepreneurs. So I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to the fellow entrepreneurs and CEOs that I had on the show prior to, which is my girl Damasha, my life coach and friend, my girl Self, my life coach and friend, my homie and king, the real Remy Red, doing his thing in photography and film. And then you got the beautiful Miss Talia with her Shia Beauty, all that vegan and cream and things to help you shine and bling. And then you got, oh my goodness, my man Carlos, straight shooter. Oh my goodness, with the Tampa firearm. Oh my goodness, love him, my man, my king. Oh, can't forget about my boy Marcus, my king, Marcus Kurt with the photography coming through with it. Meow. My beautiful daughter, Kyra J. Womack with her little dropshipping business and so much more to come in 2020. But this is not the end. I will be continuing to, you know, interview other small business owners and entrepreneurs such as my sister and so much more, but just not for this segment. God is calling me to do something totally different right now up until season 3, which starts in February. Literally, the last episode of this season and segment is going to be February 14th, spirit. So I have to do this for Valentine's Day. I have to do this for Black Love. I have to do this for Love Everywhere. So definitely tune back in with me on Monday, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's your girl. You could be anywhere in the world, but I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I look forward to listening to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.